I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Welcome to another episode of Metro Matters. I'm Shivani Singh. Every time Delhi comes out of an air emergency, it is the wind and the sun that rescue us. But we can't bank solely on weather conditions to save us from air pollution.
अब ये जो है थोड़ी हवा वगैरह चली है जिस वजह से कि ये मौसम थोड़ा साफ दिख रहा है लेकिन अगर अभी बंद हो जाएगी फिर उसके बाद फिर वही पोल्यूशन दोबारा से शुरू हो जाएगा.
They have to make policy to promote public transport actually. It's high time they have to introduce congestion prices and all. And parking policy must be implemented well.
मेन चीज क्या है कि जो ये पराली वगैरह का जो चक्कर है ना ये खत्म होना चाहिए. गवर्नमेंट को सबसे पहले तो किसानों के लिए ही सोचना चाहिए.
कुछ ऐसे स्कीम्स चलाई जाएं जिससे कि लोग है ना जो राइड करते हैं अपनी कार में या तो वो पूल सिस्टम बना लें तो उससे थोड़ा सा गाड़ियां कम हो जाएंगी.
लेट्स स्पीक टू मिस्टर भूरेलाल, द चेयरपर्सन ऑफ द सुप्रीम कोर्ट मैंडेटेड एनवायरमेंट पोल्यूशन प्रिवेंशन एंड कंट्रोल अथॉरिटी टू अंडरस्टैंड वेयर वी आर गोइंग रॉन्ग इन अ फाइट अगेंस्ट एयर पोल्यूशन. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, we've seen one of the worst pollution episodes post Diwali, and despite putting all the measures, preemptive measures that come under grab in place, pollution levels have continued to spike. Where do you think we went wrong?
It is unfortunate. Pollution levels are going up. I have a feeling, of course, there has been some lethargy on the part of some administrative officials, but there are certain factors beyond control like wind speed, wind velocity, then winter season setting in, and moisture in air, and mixing area getting reduced. All these things have resulted in accumulation of pollution.
No, but in terms of taking measures to control pollution,
all possible measures have been taken. And whatever new challenges are emerging, they are also being looked after. Mm-hmm. All the hot spots have been visited in NCR by IPCA. We have suggested them plan of action. Mm-hmm. Each spot, what needs to be done, it has been told to state government officials also.
Right.
It seems the instructions have not sunk down well. Garbage burning is still taking place, parali burning. I have been in touch with the state government officials. I am talking to secretaries of Pollution Control Board and telling them to do something. I am talking to chief secretaries also. Please alert your officers to do something. But it seems the district level committees or the block level committees are not putting in their utmost to tackle the problem.
We know that there is a base level pollution throughout the year and we also have GRAP in place which is around the year plan. Do you think there is enough enforcement of those measures?
As I have already told you, implementation is lacking, enforcement is not there. For instance, industrial wastes, agreement should be made between the agencies like REMCI, which can convert waste to energy, and waste should be lifted from door to door. Industries must not throw them into open where they are being burnt, and whatever is hazardous is taken to the hazardous site.
Right.
This is what the industry should do. Industry should also ensure that only authorized fuels are used. Rubber oil, furnace oil, or fuels which are not authorized are being used by industries, they have to take care of them. Mm-hmm. Similarly, garbage and dust control from construction sites is to be controlled. Road side, PWD, roads must be repaired, pit holes must be done up properly, and whatever unpaved areas are there, they should be paved so that dust is controlled.
Right.
C&D waste must be taken to its proper site. It should not be thrown on roads. You visit any road, you will come across C&D waste. Mm-hmm. Of course, in Delhi, it has been lifted, a quantity is about 28,000 metric tons during last 4-5 days. Okay. Similarly, garbage has also been lifted. Why can't it be a regular exercise with us? Municipal administration needs to be tightened up. PWD needs to be tightened up. Industrial estates, roads are not in good condition, whether it is Panipat, Bhiwadi, or Wazirpur. They should be done up properly. Roadside edges must be cleaned by road owning agencies. Another big nuisance is vacant plots, and the land owning agencies must be held responsible to maintain them properly.
Okay.
Otherwise, what happens? Wastes are dumped there. It is C&D waste, it is garbage, it is plastic waste, and at an opportune time, the items like garbage, plastic waste, foam waste are set to fire. It is a regular exercise, but because in summer time the mixing height is high of currents, we don't feel it so much.
EPCA is a monitoring authority, and you know, you have also been given a lot of punitive powers by the Supreme Court to control polluting activities. But how much of, you know, this power has been exercised?
What is the staff available? I am the only man. Others are part-time members. I need implementing arm. It is not with me.
So have you told the Supreme Court that you need?
No. You see, we are giving material to Supreme Court and we are submitting report to Supreme Court, mm-hmm. whatever they are asking for.
Right.
So laying down policy is also an important function. Mm-hmm. If we fritter away our energy and stand before court, only Ms. Sunita Narayan and one gentleman from JNU, Professor Kulshrestha, they are of help. Sunita ji is of great help. Otherwise, we are lacking staff. If all these things are placed at our disposal, we can do it. Otherwise, we are getting these things done through state pollution control boards, CPCB. We are telling them that things are going wrong in your area. Locally, they can attend to them easily.
So how effective has CPCB or State Pollution Control Board been?
I don't have to comment, but whatever we are asking them, probably they are attending. But after the event, I'm sending them photographs in time.
Mm-hmm.
I have deployed my own persons. Mm-hmm. They are feeding me information, and I'm sending them videos and pictures, GPS pictures, to take action. They are present on the occasion, on the spot. They can take action more easily.
But is the action coming too late?
Yes, this is what I am noticing.
But if the enforcement is weak and you find it to be so, don't you think you should be escalating it to the Supreme Court?
Look, I have been taking up the issue with the concerned authorities in the state. Supreme Court is not there only for controlling such events. Supreme Court has much greater responsibilities on its shoulder. So whatever is possible by the administration, and even Supreme Court is cannot come and take care of such fires. Mm-hmm. It is the local authority who will have to come into action.
Do you think in short term and in long term enough has been done to control stubble burning?
Look, the central government was benign to allocate a handsome amount to be distributed as subsidy on tools and implements which could help in converting this parali into economic good. It has not happened. Now still some burning was taking place. So Supreme Court has summoned the adjoining states on 29th again. This is a problem. Mm-hmm. Habits die hard. Farmers will change. Let us not despair. things will improve. Farmers have also started realizing that it is hampering their health also.
Do you think GRAP needs a revisit, or the measures that have been stated under GRAP are enough to control pollution?
What more can be done? We have closed down industries, we have closed down schools, we have closed down other things which were detrimental to good air quality. If any other thing is needed, kindly come and suggest.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.